Welcome to Storytime by Chava. Today's story is written by Adel Backman and is called The Money in the Honey. Long ago, when Shaul HaMelech ruled the land of Israel, there lived a rich widow named Rachel. Her husband died and left her a large fortune. Rachel was sad and lonely, and she decided to move to a different city for a while. Rachel packed her clothes and a few necessities. Her servants would take care of the house until she returned. But where could she safely hide her money? She had many gold coins, too many to take with her. On the night before the move, the widow got into bed surrounded by boxes and suitcases. She was exhausted, but could not sleep. There was no hiding place yet for her gold coins. Rachel would not leave until they were safely hidden. She needed those coins to enable her to live comfortably in her old age. She waited for dawn and got out of bed. Slowly, she got dressed in the chilly gray light. She would have to cancel her trip. Suddenly, she stopped, a shoe in each hand. She had an idea. She quickly put on her shoes and flung open the window. Hadad, she called out to her servant. Hadad, wake up! The servant stumbled out of his room over the stable and rubbed the sleep from his eyes. Ma'am, he yawned. Please, get the donkey and wagon. We are going to the marketplace.
Now?
Hadad looked up at the gray sky. Yes, she said. I have much to do before I leave. Hadad shrugged his shoulders and hitched the donkey to the wagon. Slowly, he drove it to the front door. The widow grabbed her purse and ran outside. She climbed into the wagon and leaned forward. Hurry, she said. The servant shook the reins and the donkey trotted down the road. It was very quiet. The only sounds were the clip-clop of the hooves on the cobblestones. In the marketplace, the shopkeepers were just beginning to set out their goods. Rachel went from shop to shop and bought many clay jars. She also bought a large keg of honey. The servant put the clay jars and the honey into the wagon and took his place on the seat. The widow got in and they returned home just as the sun came out. "Bring the jars into the kitchen," she said, and opened the door. Hadad carried the jars in one by one. Rachel dismissed him and locked the door. She closed the window shutters and arranged the jars in a row on the stone floor. She filled each one halfway with the gold coins that her husband had left her and then carefully poured honey over them, filling the jars to the top. The widow opened the shutters and unlocked the door. "Hadad," she called out, "please bring the donkey." Again, the servant hitched up the donkey. "Put the jars in the wagon." Again, he put the jars in the wagon. "This honey sure is heavy," Hadad wiped the sweat from his forehead. Rachel smiled a secret smile and patted one of the jars. Then she directed the servant to the home of her husband's friend, Isaac. "Wait here." The widow climbed out of the wagon and knocked on the door. Isaac appeared, still in his nightclothes. He stared at her. "Rachel, what is it?" "I'm moving away for a while," she pointed to the honey jars. "Will you keep these safe for me?"
"Yes, of course," Isaac yawned. "But why so early in the morning?"
"I'm leaving today and must get an early start." She motioned to the servant to unload the jars. Isaac opened the door of a small storeroom attached to the side of his house. "Bring the honey in here." Some of the neighbors came to see what was going on. They watched with interest as Isaac helped the servant carry the jars in.
"Thank you, Isaac, thank you. When I return, I shall reward you well."
She knew that Isaac always needed money, for he spent more than he could afford and lived beyond his means. The widow rode away to her new home, convinced that her gold coins were safely hidden. Soon after, Isaac's son got married. What a wedding that was! many guests were invited. The food was plentiful and delicious, the best that money could buy. The excitement and joy continued in Isaac's house long after the wedding was over. The house was filled with guests staying overnight. They talked and laughed. Isaac's wife and her maids cooked and baked far into the night. But there wasn't enough honey in the house to sweeten so many cakes. "Isaac," his wife called, "I need more honey." She turned the honey bowl upside down to get the last drops. Isaac groaned. "Where will I get honey at this time of night?" Suddenly, Isaac remembered the widow's honey in his storeroom. He would borrow some and replace it tomorrow. She would never know. He lit a lantern, took a large measuring cup, and entered the dark storeroom. He opened one of the jars and poured some honey into the measuring cup. The honey flowed smoothly, and then he heard a clink. Isaac lowered the lantern and looked closely. There was a giant glint of metal in the honey. He fished with his fingers and pulled out a coin. He held it up to the light. It was made of gold. Where did it come from? Isaac tipped the honey jar. It was half filled with gold coins. He quickly emptied all the jars of honey. There were gold coins in each one. If the coins were his, he would be rich. Greed was stronger than honesty. Isaac stole all the coins and refilled the jars with honey. He put the coins into an old potato sack and hid them under a loose floor tile. He picked up the lantern and the measuring cup and quietly came into the house. No one had seen him go into the storeroom. He gave the honey to his wife and hung the lantern in its place. Isaac kept his secret well. No one knew about his newfound riches. Several years passed, and the widow returned home. She stopped just long enough to put down her suitcases and then hurried to Isaac's house. He saw her come up the path and open the door. "Rachel, what a pleasant surprise! Come in, come in!" He offered her a chair. She came in and sat down. "How are you, Rachel?" "Thank God I am fine," she put her purse on the table. "I have come for my jars of honey." "Of course, of course." Isaac rubbed his hands together and forced himself to smile. "First, you must bring witnesses who saw you give me the jars."
"Witnesses?" she asked. "Why?"
"To make sure they are the same jars."
"Nonsense," she said. "Of course they are. I am very grateful to you, Isaac."
She opened her purse and took out 20 gold coins. "Please take these and give me my honey." Isaac pushed the coins away. "First, I must insist that you bring witnesses."
"Oh, very well," the widow answered impatiently. She was tired after her long trip and wanted to go home. Instead, she had to search the neighborhood for witnesses. They were not easy to find. Finally, she came back with two. Isaac took them to the storeroom.
"Are these the same jars of honey?" he asked.
The witnesses looked closely and nodded. Only then did Isaac return the honey jars to the widow. But when she got home and opened the jars, she found only honey. The gold coins were missing.
The widow ran back to Isaac's house and pounded on the door.
Isaac opened the door a crack.
"Why, Rachel, what is the matter?" he pretended to be surprised.
"Isaac, please give me back my money."
"What money?"
"The gold coins in the honey jars."
He opened the door a bit wider.
"Have you lost your mind? You gave me honey, and honey is what I returned."
"There are witnesses to prove it."
"Thief, you stole my money."
"Calm down, Rachel, calm down. Go home and rest." Isaac shut the door in her face.
The widow leaned against the door. "Isaac, please return my gold coins. Without them, I am ruined. I need them for my old age."
The door remained firmly shut.
She dragged herself home. Tears ran down her face.
She did not wipe them away. Who would believe her? Where could she turn? In despair, she turned to the court. She told her story to the judges sitting at the gates of the city. Are there witnesses who saw you put the gold coins into the honey jars? No, your honors, she said. The chief justice slowly shook his head. I am so sorry. There is nothing we can do for you without witnesses. The widow began to cry. The judges looked at her with pity. Do not cry, said the chief justice. Go to Shaul HaMelech, King Shaul. He is wise and merciful. He will surely help you. Rachel went to Yerushalayim and waited online to speak to Shaul HaMelech. When her turn came, she entered the courtroom and bowed low. She was overcome by King Shaul's majestic appearance and could not utter a word. The king looked at her kindly. What can I do for you, my good woman? In a whisper, she told her sad story again. The king leaned forward and listened intently. There was silence in the courtroom. The king stroked his beard and said, I am so sorry, but I too can do nothing for you without witnesses. The widow, sad and discouraged, turned to go home. She cried bitterly as she walked. Her path crossed the fields of Beis Lechem, where young David tended his father's sheep and sang songs of praise to Hashem on his harp. When he heard the widow crying, he put down his harp and ran to her. Why are you crying? He asked. I am ruined. A thief stole all my money, but I have no way to prove it. Tell me what happened. Maybe I can help you. How could you help when Shaul HaMelech and the courts could not? Again, David said, tell me what happened. I will try to help. The widow shrugged her shoulders. What did she have to lose? And so she repeated her story for the third time. When she finished, David stood deep in thought. His sheep were milling all around him, but he paid no attention. Finally, he looked up, a big smile on his face. I have it. I think I can help you. Go back to King Shaul. Tell him that David ben Yishai, the shepherd from Beis Lechem, is prepared to prove that you were robbed. The widow did not believe that he could help her, but she did as he asked. She went back to King Shaul and gave him David's message. The king sent for David at once. He wanted to meet the boy who thought he could solve a case that the courts and the king of Israel could not. The servant brought David to King Shaul's court. It was filled with people, and David could not get through to the king. Move aside, shouted the servant, and pushed David to the front of the courtroom where King Shaul sat on his throne, the widow at his side. David stood before the king and bowed. So, young man, said the king, and drew David closer. How do you expect to prove that this poor woman has been robbed? Your Majesty, said David in a clear, strong voice, send for Isaac and for the jars of honey. The king sent guards to Isaac's house and to the widow's and waited. The guards soon returned with Isaac and all the jars of honey. Now what? Asked the king. Smash the jars, said David. Stand back, the servants shouted to the crowd and broke the honey jars. The pieces lay scattered on the polished marble floor. David picked them up one by one and examined the clay pieces carefully. There was not a sound to be heard in the court. Finally, he found what he had been looking for. He held up a fragment of jar for all to see. It was sticky with honey, and embedded in the honey was a gold coin. A gasp of surprise was heard in the courtroom. Isaac broke free and tried to run. The king stood up. His face was dark with anger. Thief, your crime has been discovered. This gold coin is proof that the widow is right. You stole her money.
Isaac was pale and trembling. He fell at the king's feet and stretched out his hands. Your majesty, he stammered, have mercy.
The king pushed him away with his foot and turned to the guards. Make sure that this thief returns the widow's money at once.
The guards dragged Isaac away.
The widow got her money back, and Isaac was severely punished.
From that time on, David the shepherd boy was known for his wisdom and kindness. When he grew up, he became David, the great king of Israel.